This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have got gigantic news to break down today. An absolute must-watch, must-listen transmission. Let's go ahead and go to this John Bowne report first. It's very important.
This is going to mean companies are going to be coming back. You know, I campaigned on the fact that we're not going to lose our companies anymore. They're going to stay in our country, and they're going to stay in our country. And you've been seeing what's been happening even at this prospect. But they have tremendous enthusiasm right now in this country, and we have companies pouring back into our country, and that means jobs, and it means really the formation of new, young, beautiful, strong companies. So that's going to be very, very important. The pass-throughs you know all about, and the small businesses are going to be big beneficiaries. We are going to bring at least $4 trillion back into this country, money that was frozen overseas and in parts and worlds, and some of them don't even like us, and they had the money. Well, they're not going to have the money long. And so it's really, I guess it's very simple. When you think you haven't heard this expression, but we are making America great again. You haven't heard that, have you?
On one hand, the Democrats, whose policies of expanding welfare, adding $10 billion to our national debt, and the disastrous, unconstitutional Obamacare disruption, pleaded with the American people that they have become increasingly detached from to believe their doomsday scenario regarding the passing of the Republican tax reform bill.
Republicans head to the White House for their backslapping and high fives to celebrate passage of a bill against the will of the American people. We have a simple message for our Republican friends. Republicans will rue the day they pass this bill, and you can bet Democrats will make sure of that. We are going to continue to hammer away at why this bill is so unpopular, at why what the Republican rhetoric and the reality is so far apart. Today's passage of the partisan tax bill officially cements the Republican Party as the party of the wealthy, corporations, against the middle class and the working people of this country.
On the other hand, Republicans defended the intentions of the bill and endured Democratic talking points from media prostitutes.
To bring relief to the American families and Nevada families just across this nation. The fact that we're able to create jobs, increase pay wages, and also make sure that our businesses are competitive around this nation makes this a very, very important day.
Yeah. What do you say to some of the tour, though, that says that you guys are going to rue the day that you pass this bill, that the politics of passing long-term corporate tax cuts but short-term individual cuts is going to catch up to you guys?
Your job is to use the Democratic talking points. I understand that. Look, we believe that this product will do two extremely important things for the country. Number one, provide middle-class tax relief. And number two, provide business changes that make us more competitive. With regard to the termination dates, let me tell you what terminates this tax cut. The Democrats take in the Congress next November would turn this into a very short tax bill. So I think focusing on dates that may expire because of the need to fit the reconciliation rules missed the point. Every single Democrat voted for this. They're all committed to repealing it and raising taxes on the American people. That's what's at stake in the fall of 2018.
All in all, the proof will be in the pudding. After Trump did in his first year what Obama couldn't do in eight, rallying the American economy to 3% GDP growth, before the bill was even signed by the president, Wells Fargo and Fifth Third Bank have called for a raise in the minimum wage of their employees, while AT&T and Comcast are giving hundreds of thousands of their employees $1,000 bonuses. And when the economic boom continues as a result of this tax reform, maybe it's time that we consider scrapping the Democratic Party, a party that has become nothing more than a bulwark against true American progress. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.com.
100% on target. I'm Alex Jones. The main transmission begins in T-minus 60 seconds. Please spread the word about your local station and the video and audio feeds that you're watching right now. That's how we reach new people and win the war.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. The new world order. The new world order. The new world order. The new world order.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We're broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, already the 22nd day of December, 2017. The year is almost over. I intend to open the phones up today, and I intend to cover all the really huge breaking news. We're going to have Lieutenant Colonel Matt Smithmeck popping back in for part of the next hour to discuss the big news about Obama protecting Hezbollah and allowing them to deal drugs inside the United States and procure weapons inside the United States to then transfer them from Mexico down into Central and South America and then transship into the Middle East. So it's beyond Reagan's Iran-Contra, where some elements of the CIA allowed cocaine to come to the United States to finance taking out communists and the Sandinistas, which is bad enough in my book. It shouldn't be done. This is letting Islamists do it and Iran do it to go topple governments in the Middle East. So just next level stuff. And that is all coming out now. And Matt Smithmeck was here over a year ago, March of last year, breaking it down. So he's going to be popping in. But we're going to have open phones throughout the transmission. You know, Eric Schmidt is out at Google as the head of it. He's still part owner of it. And they're saying, oh, why is that? You know, all the women he loads on his jumbo jet, reportedly up to 15 at a time. That's no crime right there. No, the issue is that he's a globalist. He's been anti-Trump the whole time. And Google is about to get broken up, ladies and gentlemen. The new head of the Securities and Exchange Commission has been very, very weary of Google for years before he was put in as the head of it by President Trump a few months ago. And all the stars are aligning to break up these groups that are anti-free market, anti-free speech, and have been censoring massively. And they've been caught censoring massively. They've been caught working with authoritarian regimes, Facebook, Twitter, Google, you name it. And all the chickens are now coming home to roost. So you get next month's news today, next year's news today, but always tomorrow's news today here at InfoWars. There's lots of speculation about why is that happening. Well, it's happening because Google basically controlled the Obama government. And they have been arrogantly trying to steamroll the president. They have been fighting with everything they've got. And now they have been caught in a big, big way. So all of that is going to be unfolding, ladies and gentlemen. Also, We've got reports here out of the New York Times, and this is really the big news. New York Times column says Trump is about to stage a coup. Now, Trump was elected. Trump passed a tax bill. Trump killed the TPP that the president could do because that was done through executive power. It was unconstitutional. He could kill it. Everything he's done has been within the Constitution. Federal courts said he couldn't block people from unvetted nations. But then, ladies and gentlemen, what happened? What unfolded? The Supreme Court said 9-0, he could. So everything he's done has been constitutional. They're the ones trying to overthrow the president. They're the ones openly saying that they are going to try to kill him on a daily basis. They're the ones saying they want a civil war and to resist and to overthrow things. And then every time we point that out, they go, oh, Alex Jones is crazy. That's not happening. Well, here it is. New York Times column says Trump is about to stage a coup. We're going to get to that. Then there's this little jewel on Infowars.com. Former Obama advisor and White House press briefer calls for death of GOP leadership on Twitter. Congressman Scalise sent him a tweet back and said, you really should reassess what you're saying and what you're doing. This is very, very dangerous. Meanwhile, Media Matters takes our tongue-in-cheek piece we did at the shooting range, Roger Stone and I. Alex Jones and Roger Stone visited the gun range to prepare for civil war if Trump is removed from office. And, of course, we're just pointing out that they're the ones calling for violence, for the overthrow. All we're saying is we will defend ourselves. They try to spin that it's a call for violence, as they always do. So that is going to be coming up here. But every day, another Obama administration official, another organization, another group comes out and says, we want to kill the Republicans. We want to kill the president. We want to get Alex Jones. We want to do all of this. And when we sit there and point out that it's wrong, when we point out that it's them trying to stop our democratic process, they go, we're not saying that. We're not doing that. But now, as they get more and more and more and more hysterical, they're getting more dangerous by the minute. So we've all got to ask ourselves, what is going to be coming out of this here in the near future? That's a big, big question. But you know what? I want to go ahead and get into a very, very important area here. This clip from Congressman Jim Jordan and how the media is spinning all of this and spinning everything, saying that he's got talking points and that Republicans are getting talking points from Trump when they talk about the emails and the text messages and everything where the Democrats, the FBI, the Justice Department people, the deputy director at the time, McCabe, are meeting trying to fix the information and make it up and have the insurance policy. Those aren't talking points. Those are the facts. If you dig a dead body up in somebody's backyard and catch them killing other people and then it goes to trial, it's not a talking point. It's evidence. You catch your kid with their hand in the cookie jar, it's not talking points, it's catching them red-handed. You catch a guy in bed with your wife, it's not talking points, it's prima facie, it's on its face. So here he is talking about it. I haven't talked to the White House about talking points in Mueller investigation. Here's CNN.
Have you had conversations, or has your office had conversations with the White House about the Mueller investigation?
I have not called we just had Mr. Sessions, Mr. Rosenstein, Mr. Ray in front of us. I did not talk to the White House about what kind of questions I was going to ask. I based it on the evidence and the facts that have come out. How do you get around the text message?
Have you had conversations with the White House, not about the questions you asked, but about the Mueller investigation in general?
Well, I talk with the White House about all kinds of things. We've had talks with the White House about tax policy. We have talks about welfare policy. We've had talks about Obamacare. Of course, we've had talks with the White House. But my questions in those committees was driven by the evidence we've received in the last several weeks, like the text message from Peter Strzok, Lisa Page says, where we can't afford to take the risk that the American people are going to elect Donald Trump. So we need an insurance policy. If that doesn't go to intent to have
I want to talk about your argument here in a second, but I'm trying to get to the issue of coordination. You just said, of course, we talked to the White House.
John.
Of course we talked to the White House,
John, here's
about
the
Mueller investigation. No, but do you talk about talking points?
Here's
talking points on the Mueller investigation?
Of course not. Of course not. But here's the coordination. The Clinton campaign and the DNC, now we know those are one and the same, paid the law firm, who paid Fusion GPS, who paid Christopher Steele, who paid Russians to give him this dossier, get this dossier that was, we think, taken to the FISA court and was the basis for securing warrants to spy on America.
I will get to the dossier. And the FBI, your charges about the FBI in just a second, but I want to finish up on this
issue
of coordination.
Those are facts.
I want
those
to get to the issue. I want to stay on the issue of coordination for one second.
And I want to talk about the coordination we know. Here's the coordination.
Hang on. You've been on Fox News when you say that the FBI was, you know, acting to keep Donald Trump from being president of the United States. Before you go on Fox News, do you talk to them about these claims that you will make?
I talk to my colleagues, I look at the evidence, and I talk with our press people who book us on your show, and we talk about the coordination that exists between the Clinton campaign and the Russians. Now think about this. We know for a fact the Clinton campaign paid Russians to do what? To influence the election. And yet we've had this month-long investigation by Bob Mueller with no evidence that President Trump worked with Russians in any way.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, but that's how they try to change the subject. Stay with us.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you're like me, you look forward to the holidays all year long. But sometimes the holidays can really hurt. Buying and wrapping presents, setting up the perfect tree, even driving to the in-laws can take its toll. That's why I use safe moisturizing Toprosin Pain Relief Cream, and you should too. With 11 natural biomedicines, Toprosin doesn't just mask your pain, it actually helps ease the inflammation that causes pain. If you've got back and neck pain, arthritis, hand and joint soreness, cramps, sciatica, and just plain body aches, you must try Toprosin Pain Relief Cream. But don't take my word for it. Toprosin is so sure you'll find their pain relief products effective, they're offering a 100% money-back guarantee. Don't let your aches and pains ruin this treasured holiday season. Toprosin makes a wonderful stocking stuffer for you, your loved ones, even cranky old Gram and Gramps. Toprosin is available at thousands of fine drugstores and natural markets everywhere. Pain-free, live-free. Toprosin. Rub it in.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives. Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Let me give you an idea of some of what's coming up. Remember, Camille Paglia wrote earlier this year that transgender propagandists are committing child abuse when they go into children 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old and tell them, well, you may not really be a girl, you may not really be a boy, you may be something else. And then now they're going to push gear in the schools on the children where little girls will wear fake genitals. And I'm going to get into that and who's pushing it and what's happening coming up. Wait until you see this. You cannot make this up. And they talk about, we've got the gear for your children. I mean, I don't even really know what that means. I had to look it up. That's all fetishized stuff. I mean, the sexualization of children has gone into mock speed. That's coming up. Also, Facebook, we've talked about this, but it's back in the news, and they're getting a lot of trouble for it now. Facebook team helping regimes that fight their opposition. Even Bloomberg admits that. But they're doing the same thing here. And then it ties into Apple being caught slowing down and killing old phones. They're being sued for that. We knew that was happening. And surveillance cams, face scans help China make thousands vanish. Gets into all the incredible oppression in China, how they're using social network digital scores to control everybody, AP exclusive, digital police state shackles Chinese minority. But that's what the Washington Post is calling for, censorship here of yours truly. So the very programs developed and refined in China of digital oppression are coming here, and the very people bringing it here out of the other side of their mouth are criticizing China. This is a big deal. And in many cases, working with China, working with Pakistan, working with others to literally have them arrested for being Christian and disappeared or for being Buddhist. And these sites are more than willing to do it. They're extreme authoritarians with a fake liberal covering. That's how they get away with it. And, of course, you see all of that hypocrisy now coming out. But before I go to break and come back with the big news, they're clearly pushing a civil war. They're clearly pushing an attempt to have a coup against the president. We have more Obama administration officials and others calling for it today and yesterday, and then saying that Trump is about to stage a coup when everything he's done has been constitutional. The real coup plot is Trump's, is the ridiculous article from the New York Times. So that's all coming up. See, we warn of this. We're crazy. It doesn't exist. But they're the ones actually calling for it. But then when Trump's doing nothing but restoring the republic, they call that a coup because it's a counter coup against the globalist takeover of the country. But notice, securing the borders more, deploying more sovereignty to our Constitution, to our republic, empowering that in the courts, getting a good Supreme Court justice appointed, getting other good federal judges appointed, getting the big tax cuts passed, getting the stock market way up, getting record new hiring and jobs, total, over-the-top, incredible, miraculous in the first year. Meanwhile, mainstream media grudgingly has to admit the incredible benefits of this for working-class and middle-class taxpayers. That only panics the establishment more as their Mueller investigation falls apart. So again, they say Trump is the one doing authoritarian things when they're the ones that have been caught engaged in the authoritarianism and are now getting in trouble for their illegal spying on the American people, their illegal leaking and all the other things, illegally letting the UN import all the quote refugees and putting us under a migration treaty that was never signed by the president, never passed by Congress, but just implemented by fiat. Trump is pulling us out of all that. So they see that as a coup because he's chopping off all the globalist tentacles that had almost completely destroyed this nation. And you're seeing a miraculous turnaround as soon as the poison of globalism isn't being injected into our veins. Here's a few minutes of the president just an hour and a half ago signing the historic tax bill that passed a few days ago. Here it is.
We are going to sign some very important things today. One is a continuing resolution that very importantly gives us the right, and we are ordering $4 billion worth of missile defense equipment and missiles themselves. Very important, top of the line, best in the world. We make the best military product in the world. Nobody is even close. So we're ordering $4 billion worth of missile defense, and that will be done by signing right here and also by notifying the Speaker of the House and President of the Senate, designating the missile defense as emergency defense fund. So it's $4 billion for that and $700 million for various other military forms of equipment, and I'm very honored to be doing that. Our military has been doing a fantastic job in so many ways with ISIS, and everything they're touching lately has been working out. So we're signing that. This is the letter to Mitch McConnell and separately to Paul Ryan, authorizing that having to do with missile defense.
And that's what we call triggering right there, that big old bold signature.
Okay.
Now law. And they know they're up against prosperity. The globalists want to kill prosperity in their own documents.
Very important. So that's being done today, and that's going to be sent out. And then when I watched the news, as you know, we had the largest tax cuts in our history just approved. And I was going to wait for a formal signing sometime in early January, but then I watched the news this morning, and they were all saying, will he keep his promise? Will he sign it by Christmas? You were one. But will he sign it by Christmas? And I called downstairs. I said, get it ready. We have to sign it now. We're going to wait till January 7th or 8th and do a big formal ceremony. But every one of the networks was saying, will he keep his promise? Will he sign it for Christmas, before Christmas? And so I immediately called. I said, let's get it ready. As you know, $3.2 trillion in tax cuts for American families, including the doubling of the standard deduction and the doubling of the child tax credit. The typical family of four earning $75,000, we see an income tax cut of more than $2,000, many much higher than that, slashing their tax bill in half. And they're going to start to see that because we're signing today. They're going to start to see that in February. The numbers will speak. One of the big things that happened, you have some great companies. I want to thank AT&T, who actually was the first out of the box, and Boeing and Sinclair and Wells Fargo and Comcast, even though they own NBC, which is not so nice to the presidency or the president. But Comcast also, they all have made tremendous contributions to their employees and tremendous contributions to spending money in this country because of the tax bill. And they all
said fade that down
because of the tax.
We're going to come back with more of this on the other side because it's so important. And again, that's called presidential leadership. Now, even a lot of globalist companies are going, okay, we're going to give you $1,000, $2,000 extra bonuses on top of what you got, and we're going to move more stuff back here because they can now. Before, you could not compete. He's just removing the unfair barriers of the rigged game, the slanted field.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product that InfoWar InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and it is the 22nd day of December, 2017. Thank you so much for tuning into the transmission. Okay, let's get right back to the historic tax cuts, massive across the board, designed to get rid of the globalist barriers that have artificially deindustrialized our nation and allowed the globalist corporations to parlay American gravitas, power, wealth, and military strength, ingenuity into a planetary takeover, not of America, of the world, but of the globalist over the nation states. And all over the planet, that authoritarian operation is coming under major scrutiny, major heat, major legislative and major populist resistance. And that's the facts. We're living in an incredibly historic time right now. There's a real war going on for the future of humanity against authoritarian, unelected private world government and nation states. Doesn't mean our nation states are perfect, but they're here. They're local. They're made up of us, and we can take our country back. We can take our world back, and it's beginning to happen right now. By the way, Nikki Haley at the UN threatened to basically pull U.S. funding, because the U.S. pays close to half the UN funding if they try to basically override the United States and its move to put a embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. We've got that report coming up. We've got the market roaring forward on news of the massive tax cuts. But in the next segment, I'm going to drill into Congressman Scalise's response to Obama advisor, Obama press briefer, Ben Rhodes, talking about killing GOP leaders and their obituaries and all the rest of it. So that's coming up. You know, Fox News kind of spins it and says, oh, they're just joking about it. No, they're not joking about it. They're dead serious. It's up on InfoWars.com. Former Obama advisor calls for death of GOP leadership on Twitter. So that is coming up. Then it ties into that New York Times article that I was mentioning. But first, I want to finish up with a few minutes of the president just a few hours ago breaking down the historic tax cuts that he was signing and the big fact that he ceremonially said, okay, it's law, but they were going to wait until January. That's customary on those type bills in the new year. But that the media kept saying, oh, it's all a lie. He didn't really plan to sign it. It's all fake. And so he said, okay, we'll do it right now. I mean, that's how they spin every single point. That's how they invert into upside down land. So let's go ahead and go to the rest of the president.
Thank AT&T, who actually was the first out of the box, and Boeing and Sinclair and Wells Fargo and Comcast, even though they own NBC, which is not so nice to the presidency or the president. But Comcast also, they all have made tremendous contributions to their employees and tremendous contributions to spending money in this country because of the tax bill. And they all said that it's because of the tax bill. So they're making tremendous investments. That means jobs. It means a lot of things. And we're very happy. So that's AT&T, Boeing, Sinclair, Wells Fargo, Comcast, and now many other companies, as you see. In fact, just this morning, I see three more companies came on. A friend of mine, Bob Kraft, called me last night. He said this tax bill is incredible. He owns the New England Patriots, but he's in the paper business, too. And he said, based on this tax bill, he just wanted to let me know that he's going to buy a big plant in the great state of North Carolina, and he's going to build a tremendous paper mill there, or paper products plant. And I've had many calls such as that, where people that are entrepreneurs, people in business, they're going out and they're going to buy, frankly, factories that are closed, abandoned, and now they're not going to be abandoned any longer.
Yeah, stop there for a minute. That's critical because, again, the climate was set up politically and economically where you really couldn't build viable factories and startup industries and many other systems in this country. We were being deindustrialized. We were told you're going to be a service economy in the 80s and 90s. That's contracting, as everybody knows. And it was made to order for big monopolies like Amazon, Apple, Google, and others to come in and just totally consolidate control with their sweatshop-style labor practices. Because, again, they're allied with authoritarian states like China, Pakistan, and others who help oppress their own people. That tells you who they are, and that's coming up. That's coming up later in the next hour. I'm going to get into a whole section on that. It's so vitally important. There's some other good news, too, I want to get to, but the fact that the president's saying, hey, we're going to remove these unfair taxes, these trade barriers. It's a tariff when the U.S. has a 38.9% and China has a 15%. That's a tariff on money, on being located there. And that giant tariff of 20-plus points is going bye-bye next year. Bye-bye. And imagine, it's always customary for a president to wait until the new year to sign the full bill. Sometimes they'll ceremonially show the bill, but they'll generally not sign it. But the media had to spin that, oh, you didn't really get that victory, to just affect your mind, even if you know it's a lie, to kind of hit the dopamine receptors in your brain and tell you, no, you didn't have a victory. It was all a fraud. He wasn't real. Because then you've got to carry out the thought process and find out that they're liars. And the president's got to counter-strike back, and then they whine and complain and go, how dare you say that blah, blah, blah. And I mean, every time he attacks mainstream media, when they're lying about him or us or anybody, they get upset and say, it's vicious, it's mean. You're not supposed to do that. And they do it over and over and over and over again. They're at war with us. Their position is the opposite of whatever we do. That's how they attack. The Democrats are caught colluding with the FBI to try to make up a dossier. They flip it around and claim that Congress is colluding with the president and making all of it up when it's all admitted. But that's how they lie. It's how they obfuscate. And it makes my head, quite frankly, spin sometimes. But let's finish up with the president.
Bigger impact, faster than I thought. The corporate tax rate, as you know, will be lowered from 35 to 21%. That means that more products will be made in the USA. A lot of things are going to be happening in the USA. We're going to bring back our companies that they've already started coming back. I think they had certain confidence in me. They figured we were going to get this done, but they have already started. Something very important to me, the family farmers and small business owners who lost their business because of the estate tax, most of them won't have any estate tax to pay. It will be a great thing for their families. You can leave your farm to your family. You can leave your business, your small business to your family, not even so small, because the numbers are pretty big here. So they'll be exempt from having to pay estate tax, which will be tremendous. They'll keep their farms and their businesses and the family. Businesses will be able to deduct 100% of the cost of their capital investments in the year the investment is made. That's called expensing. And to do one-year expensing, I think, is going to be one of the biggest things in the bill, frankly. I think people are going to go out and absolutely go wild over expensing. Bob Kraft mentioned that last night in his telephone call. The fact that they can expense, do one-year expensing, is a fantastic asset. Historic small business tax cuts and pass-throughs now are made really, really good for the business owner. You know, they're hiring people. I see it on television. I'm reading about it all
over.
We're
going to come back, my friends. He goes on for a long time. But this is such a gift back to the American people, their own money. And is the boot on our neck being partially removed? And everybody had confidence in Trump. And that's why the economy stabilized, despite the fact the globalists were trying to kill it, admittedly were. And now that the delivery has happened, I think we're going to be at 10% growth rates in a year and a half. And if we can just maintain this, it's going to absolutely destroy globalism. We are witnessing a major turn of events, a reversal of the tables, right now at the end of 2017.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Are you working so hard to make a living you can't take time to make any real money? Is every day the same boring routine going nowhere and the money runs out before the month? My name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or license. If you call 800-970-6159 and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. I've bought thousands of houses and trained hundreds of thousands to do the same. Call 800-970-6159 and get your free starter kit until 500 are gone. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for pennies. That's 800-970-6159. Again, 800-970-6159. 800-970-6159.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's the final countdown to the restoration of the Republic. The border's getting secured. Stock market's up. New jobs are exploding. Small businesses are showing record expansions and new startups. The information is simply amazing. The facts are in. Trump is doing what he said he would do. Even CNN and others have admitted that he's the promise keeper. But I did notice yesterday the big headlines were, will Trump really sign the bill? Or was it all a big lie? What? How would he fight so hard to get it passed and then not sign it after the new year like you customarily do? So Trump said, fine. You don't want us to have a big ceremony then? You want to imply we're lying? We'll sign it today. And he came in and he signed it. He talked about other liars. Now, that said, I talk a lot about this because they don't want us to. And they're really upset about it. Mainstream media, in their own publications, as you know, as a listener and viewer of this show, or somebody that does your own research, mainstream media calls for the death of Trump, the death of his family, the death of his supporters, for a coup, for him to be killed. Phil Mudd, former deputy director of the CIA, went to the FBI under Mueller as the deputy director there, says that the government's going to kill Trump. Scalise got shot. Rand Paul got attacked. Republican mayors and city council members get shot in the head. You see Trump supporters getting beat up everywhere, or people that are white getting beat up, and people saying, well, you're with Trump. We've seen the riots, the cop killing. We've seen all of it. And the resist movement, and we're going to drive Trump from office, full-page ads in the New York Times, and New York Times writers saying, somebody killed Trump, and Newsweek, it's time to riot, and it's time to kill. On and on and on. And then when we talk about it, they go, Jones is crazy. There's no plan. And then it comes out that the president has his own private military security that's been there since he was president-elect, and that they actually do fear rogue CIA and FBI groups from the Stay Behind Clinton network trying to kill him. So that's the game they play. But then as they gear up now, because their Russia thing's falling apart, their Sexgate stuff's falling apart, all of it's falling apart as Trump delivers, and as we the American people deliver, supporting Trump, supporting ourselves, as we begin to turn the corner, we enter the maximum danger zone. Now there's the headline, CNN analyst on Trump, the government's going to kill this guy. So he's the former head of counterterrorism of the CIA. That's the part that has the teeth. That's the part that tortures people and all of it. He's been in lawsuits over it. So, I mean, he's a killer or a guy that commands killers. And he's there saying, we're going to kill him. The government's going to kill him. I pointed out, and the media goes, oh, you're crazy. They have the Aspen Institute, the Wolf Blitzer, Brennan and Clapper, former head of the CIA, former head of national intelligence, and they go, he'll be gone by the end of the year. And Blitzer goes, impeachment? And they go, no, extrajudicially. That means outside of law. Extrajudicial means throw a bag over your head, throw you in a van, and take you to a place to throw you in a vat of acid. Or put cement shoes on you. What it means is we're going to kill him. And then congressmen were briefed on this by the Democrats that said, you better get in line when Trump disappears. All you Republicans speak out when he goes down, you're next. And Republicans have gone public. That the Democrats have been very threatening in private, not just in public. So they've been bravadoing around like the big rooster in the barnyard. They've been walking around kicking and strutting and getting everybody's face to act powerful so that their own minions hold on inside their bureaucratic stay-behind networks. And the media runs articles about how great it is and how they're not following orders and how they're doing this and that. Bloomberg reported on it, what, on Monday? Again. So, New York Times column says Trump is about to stage a coup. New York Times contributor said that the President Trump hysteria meter to 11 on Thursday when he wrote that the president and his allies seem to be on the verge of staging a coup against independent institutions and the rule of law. It's you guys with the fake dossiers and the illegal spying and all the criminal networks. In the column, the real coup plot is Trump, New York Times contributor and Harvard University lecturer, Yashaka Monkonk, however you say it, warns readers about the upcoming assault on American democracy that the president is plotting. Fox News host Jesse Waters recently claimed that in the midst of all the alleged bias with the FBI, that we have a coup on our hands in America. Monk doesn't cite any evidence that Trump is preparing to fire special counsel Robert Mueller, the president after all. He said repeatedly that he doesn't intend to. If you dare criticize Mueller, you're making yourself an active accomplice, this is a quote, in a deliberate assault on our democracy. That's right. If you defend yourself from a kangaroo rogue group put in by the Clintons that's been proven to be a fraud, if you even speak back at them, it's like talking back to God. You don't do that. Mueller is God. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell were busy passing tax cuts for over 80% of Americans. Now they're equally to blame for the public's growing mistrust of the Russia probe, according to the New York Times. So, see, now that brings us to this little jewel. Obama advisor and press briefer Ben Rhodes slammed for tweet joking about GOP leaders and obits. Well, he wasn't joking. He came out and said he can't wait to see them in obituaries. Former Obama advisor calls for death of GOP on Twitter. Obama aide Ben Rhodes hopes to see Ryan McConnell and Pence dead. Obama advisor Ben Rhodes, but he won't do it. He'll just hype it and hope some crazy does. Obama, Ben Rhodes, a supporter, crossed the line with many Americans when he tweeted that he hopes for the death of Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and Mike Pence. Another Obama aide, Dan Pfeiffer, commented on Instagram picture posted by Donald Trump saying, I hope this is the photo they use on the front page of the Times the day he is indicted. What, by your swamp creature? I hope this is the photo, again, that they have on the front page of the Times the day he is indicted. And then Ben Rhodes says, alongside the obits for Ryan, McConnell, and Pence, yeah, help him take the foot off the neck of the American people under our push. And getting real tax cuts and getting real reform on corporate tax. Man, that makes you angry, doesn't it? Because you hate flyover America. You hate the American people, you parasite. Because, see, they're globalists hired because they're bad people. And people that always abuse somebody or suck off of them, they never love them. They always hate who they're abusing. They always hate who they're robbing so they can feel good about it. You understand? That's how parasites operate. Republican Steve Scalise of Louisiana, who survived the assassination attempt in June when a psychotic liberal targeted conservative politicians, replied to Rhodes by warning, "You may want to reconsider your rhetoric." So this is literally a down with the USA crowd. Meanwhile, myself and Roger Stone go to the shooting range. We tongue-in-cheek joke around, you know, they're all calling for martial law and war, and, you know, they're going to come after us, we're going to defend ourselves. But, you know, we hope to be able to defeat them, and it doesn't go to that point. But we clearly prefaced it 5 or 6 times that we don't believe in offensive operations. We believe in defensive. And so Roger admits he doesn't go shooting often, so they point out that he didn't have perfect etiquette and things like that. We said that in the video. It was an hour and a half live feed. But they then imply that we are calling for violence. And that we are calling for all of this. When we're saying you're calling for it, we're here to defend ourselves. Alex Jones and Roger Stone visited a gun range to prepare for civil war if Trump is removed from office. And now that they've written about it, now hundreds of publications will write about it, which is good. I'm trolling them. I'm betting on the people seeing through your propaganda. All right, coming up, we're going to look at the shakeup at Google and what's really behind that as Eric Schmidt is out. We're going to look at the globalist operations. We're going to also look at Facebook team helping regimes round up and imprison and kill people and how that ties into what's happening here inside of the United States. We'll look at Jorge Ramos saying he's now having the worst time of his life living in the U.S. Meanwhile, illegal migrants embody the best of our nation, says Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi, as new statistics come out showing a very high crime rate, because statistically some of the group coming over are criminal, and they do it because their identity is not known. It looks like a happy hunting ground. Meanwhile, so it was terrorism. Attacker who rammed his car into victims upset at mistreatment of Muslims. But the media said he was a Muslim, but he was just mentally ill. So the ongoing cover-up only intensifies. By the way, I want to thank you all for doing a lot of your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. But it's still time in many areas of the country to be able to get shipped products before Christmas. But it doesn't matter. Give yourself the gift of high-quality, fluoride-free toothpaste, emboldened and fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. Super Blue toothpaste still 50% off and for adults and children, plus the mouthwashes as well. And Myco GX, out for over 6 months because it's so hard to procure these incredible organic compounds known to destroy and knock out the mold and the yeast that has taken over so many people's guts. This is beyond probiotics. It's next level, and it's 25% off, even though it's been sold out for 6 months. Myco ZX, it goes great with our Floralife 50 billion live culture, super high quality probiotics. Those are 50% off right now, and there's free shipping store wide at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support, and Merry Christmas.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.